I'm starting to record now. And can I have your name and title?
Stuart Collins. I'm the owner of Pet City Pets.
So tell us what happened.
Well, yesterday we came in and there is our front door was broken. And it looked like someone had taken a hammer and broken off the protective wooden door, the hasp, and opened the door up and the glass was broken. So we knew someone was inside and came in and made sure they weren't in there, and they weren't. And immediately looked like they're, first thing we check is the cash register, which we always leave the cash register drawer open. So nothing taken there. So upon further investigation, we discovered there was a missing puppy. We saw that the back cage door where we service the puppies was open, and there was a missing puppy. It's a small male Yorkie poo puppy. Was gone. That was the only puppy gone. So it looks like someone had targeted that puppy, because we have about 15 puppies here. They could have taken several more puppies, or they could have taken cash. But it looks like they wanted just that puppy, and so that was it. The puppy was gone, and and called the police and made the report and so on, and got the door replaced already. But so.
Do you think it was somebody who had came in earlier and had actually seen the puppy and knew?
Yeah, we're pretty sure. We're pretty sure. I mean, if it wasn't, why would they just take that puppy? I mean, we think that someone had come in and spotted the puppy, or maybe probably someone who had already been in here. We have good customers here, but you never know.
How much was the puppy worth?
$700. It was a Yorkie poo. Yorkie poos are kind of a pricier breed. She was one of five, a litter of five. It's a lady that we've gotten puppies from, her Yorkie poos, before, and litter of five came in about 2 weeks ago. Every year I donate a puppy to the Huron Valley Catholic School. That was puppy number one. Then we sold three more puppies, and this one was remaining. And then, believe it or not, a couple, a family from Wyandotte was coming. In fact, they showed up right after the police made their investigation. They were coming to buy this puppy, but they ended up buying a different puppy. But
now, was there some emotions involved when people heard about this?
Well, you know, we're all genuine puppy. We're genuine puppy and pet lovers here. We're not just business people. My wife, when I told my wife, because we know the breeder, she was crying all day. I'm more a business guy. I'm upset about it. You know, I look at more of the business aspect of it. You know, at the same time, I have a heart for the puppy, and I kind of assume that if they're going to go through the trouble of, you know, breaking into my shop and going after that puppy, I hope they take care of it. So I would assume they would. I mean, there's quite a risk breaking into a shop with there's a neighbor with their kitchen window out, and it was a snowy day, so it would have reflected a lot of light. And I have a 100-pound German Shepherd that I keep next door. I'm sure he was barking. So, it could be that he just felt like he needed to get in and out, but it certainly looked like he had targeted that particular puppy, because, like I say, no, nothing else was amiss. Just that puppy gone. No money missing. Nothing destroyed or anything like that. So we've been broken into. Been here 27 years, and probably a few other times been broken into, but it's always cash or the cash register or money. So never anything like this. So
do you have any video cameras that might have captured it?
You know what? As it would be, the video system, we do have one, but it's been inoperative for 6 weeks, and we just didn't put a priority on it, and kicking ourselves for not having it operating. So we're gonna do that. We're gonna get extra security, probably camera outside, and who knows, I might keep my German Shepherd over here.
Do you have any hope of recovering the Yorkie poo?
You know, it's been a lot of press. You know, Channel 4 was out here, and, you know, I'm waiting for a call from Jimmy Fallon next, so that might help. But I don't know. You know, over 27 years, we've had about 8 or 10 puppies stolen all during the day, you know, when we turn our eyes, and never something like this. So I kind of doubted it unless someone, you know, I guess I'd have almost no hope if we didn't get some press coverage. So who knows how it could go. Someone could know someone or something like that, with the story getting out there. But it's kind of a small puppy, and I would assume that they'd kind of lay low, but who knows? You know, you just